It's time for the Lori and Julia Book Club, as we call it around here, the LoJ Book Club. We are delighted to have an author in her who's written her second novel, Friends in Napa. And it's the first time that Sheila Yasmin Marikar has been on our show. And if you don't know about Sheila, her first book was The Goddess Effect, which was fresh and funny coming-of-age tale. And Sheila has written features on food and wine and lifestyle articles as well for the New York Times, the New Yorker, Vogue, other things. And the new book that we loved, Friends in Napa, is so much fun. Welcome, welcome, Sheila, to our book club.
Hi, Lori and Julia. Hi. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely.
Happy book birthday, and it seems fitting. I think your book tour is starting in Napa.
You know, it's actually starting in Los Angeles today.
Okay.
But I will be in Napa next week for a couple of fun wine-fueled events. But yeah, being in California and given the title of the book, there was no way I couldn't leave Napa out of the equation.
Of course. And the cover, we love the cover. Okay, so before we get into things, why don't you set up Friends in Napa for our listeners?
Of course. So Friends in Napa is a story about a group of friends from college who reunite after a long time of not seeing each other at a luxurious winery in Napa Valley that two of them happen to have recently purchased. And the rest of the friends can't quite figure out how this couple has done well enough to be able to afford such a lavish place, mm-hmm. but they're down for a wine-fueled trip and for some college reminiscing and for some reconnection. But very quickly, things turn dark, and it's not all is as it seems. It is quite luxurious, but there's some evil stuff going on, and it's going to bring this group of friends together, but also tear them apart.
Sheila, I tore through this book. It is so good. It is so different, too. And I wanted to let readers know that, you know, that you write feature articles about food, wine, wellness, popular destinations, because you're a lifestyle reporter. And this is a dark comedy book, I felt like, dark comedy thriller. And I've never read anything like this where it's so Instagrammy, Insta influencers, Insta everything, and everything above and beyond, you know, living the she life.
I'm so happy to hear that. You know, I was hugely inspired by The White Lotus, the HBO series, which, you know, if you like luxury travel or you're interested in that world, I mean, we saw the what they did with Sicily and with Hawaii the first season, and now the third season they're going to Thailand. And you know, there's something about I call it privileged people behaving badly.
Yes.
People who have all the money and all of the, you know, kind of status signifiers, they should be happy, but they're really, really not. And when you put a group of people like that in wine country where it's very easy to have one too many, you know, it just leads to things are going to bubble up and tensions going to build, and you really never know what will happen.
Was there, Sheila, was there anything that in particular that inspired the idea to write Friends in Napa?
You know, a couple of years ago, my husband was kind of tearing through a series of thrillers that were set in Napa. Sort of like I'm blanking on the name of the author and the sort of the series, but it was something like a murder in the cellar, and mm-hmm. it would be like kind of like a campy, like trying to figure out. He loves true crime. He loves wine, and so these books were putting it together, and so I started to wonder whether I could do something like that, but put my own spin on it. You know, I'm not exactly a thriller author. I'm not someone who, of course, every book has to have an element of suspense, but I really like that kind of dark comedy, satirical, that area. And so I wanted to see if I could do something like that, like you know that someone's going to end up dead, and you have to figure out who it is at the very end and kind of read through to find out. But it's going to be a really fun journey along the way, and you're to explore a lot of things about yeah. the country.
Okay, I had no idea. We didn't have any idea till the end. And I just, before we get to the mini killing call or however that went down, one of the sentences that just struck me at the very beginning was the two people with children that were attending this thing in Napa. She's on the plane and she's trying to not to check everything and she's just kind of worried about her life. And I can't, tell me how to pronounce her name. A-Y, you know, the main gal.
Anjali.
Anjali.
Anjali. Anjali. Anjali. Anjali. And here she is. She wondered if a condition of being adult was that you always thought that you should be doing something other than what you were doing. That just hit me so hard. And, you know, as a parent, but there's so many of these things.
I'd be wondering, did I bring the right clothes?
I know. And I would be wondering that. I mean, it was just, you have all these insights, but also all this luxury. And we should never drink a glass of wine that doesn't have a stem because your hands warm up the wine. I mean, I love this book, but you have to tell us what happened. How did Mindy Kaling pick you as one of her picks?
You know, I'm so glad that line resonated with me. I know, you know, me, I always think that I should be doing something other than what I'm doing.
Yes.
Just a daily basis. I'm like, do I need to respond to this email or should I be doing that? Or like, I do feel like it is a condition of being an adult in our modern time. But, yeah, you know, beginning, my editor works with Mindy Kaling and oversees her imprint and kind of helps her figure out what she wants to put her stamp on. And from the beginning, the hope was that Mindy would want to put her stamp on this book, but she wanted to write a manuscript before she decided to do that. So I said, okay, well, this is a goal. And I really did have her in mind, especially with the character of Anjali.
Yes, yes.
I could totally see Mindy playing Anjali. They have the characters that Mindy has played and Anjali's kind of specific lovable neuroses. I feel like it's just a match made in heaven. And, at the call, I was actually in Italy, on vacation with a group of friends who helped inspire, the characters and friends in Napa when I got the call from my editor and my agent letting me know that Mindy loved it. And it was really, I was so overjoyed. I mean, it was exactly what I hoped for from the start.
It's so fun. And she did such a cute thing for you on Instagram today. So that was just so fun. This is, you guys, the Friends in Napa book is a fun ride. I want to go back now that I'm done because I had a timeline.
Are you ready to start casting? Julia's ready to start casting.
I think this would be such a fun movie, but also the name brands of everything that I've never, ever heard of in my life.
And kind of, you know, there's an element of having to maybe do some Googling as you're
yes.
reading. But you know who, one of my favorite authors who does that so well is Kevin Kwan, the
yes.
author of Crazy Rich Asians.
Yes.
Exactly. That whole series. He also has a new book coming out soon called Lies and Weddings that I cannot wait to get into. But he spotlights all of these brands and places and restaurants and that I had never heard of. But I remember reading Crazy Rich Asians for the first time and being like, I want to know, like, where is this place in Singapore? What is that restaurant? Like, and I feel like in a way, it's a great way to kind of, you get to learn about this world, like the real version of this world while you're seeing these characters.
It's great.
Royally.
It's great. Sheila Yasmin Markar, the book is Friends in Napa. And like the top three restaurants, you should eat it if you're looking for money, venture capital, if you know what to do over here. It's just fun. Thank you. Thank you for being on our show. We have to ask you before you go, what's the last great book you had? And thanks for the heads up on the Kevin Kwan book, because we love him.
Yeah. You know, I'm right now, I'm in the middle of 100 Other Girls, which I love. It is kind of like The Devil Wears Prada, but set in these times with social media. I mean, can you imagine what Andy and The Devil Wears Prada would be like if she had to deal with Instagram and Miranda Priestly on Twitter and all of that? So 100 Other Girls.
Oh, that sounds
basically that world, but now.
Oh, thank you so much. That sounds like fun. It was such a delight to meet you, and congratulations on your really fun book, Friends in Napa. I hope you sell a million books and have fun in Napa, and it's just great to meet you.
Thank you both. Thank you so much for having me on.
Absolutely. Our pleasure. We're going to take a quick break, and we do have two books to give away. Give us a buzz at 651-641-1071.